Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're working 20 different things at a time. There's negotiating tactics.
You gotta take it like men.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's get right into it. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Matt Barrows of The Athletic. He does a great job covering the San Francisco 49ers. And Brock Purdy, seems to be all systems go for Sunday, provided he gets through the next couple days, Matt. How would you describe the quarterback situation for the Niners, and what went into their decision-making to bring Brock Purdy back this week?
Well, I think it's a matter of him and his mobility. That's the one area that the toe issue has really kind of hampered. He was saying yesterday that as far as throwing, he's been fine for a few weeks now. It's just the kind of acceleration, the deceleration, stop and go, things that make Brock Purdy Brock Purdy that have been affected by this. So I guess the difference between week 4 and here we are going into week 11 is that I think that issue sort of raised itself in week 4 against the Jaguars. He wasn't able to do some of the things that he normally does, and so they wanted him to reach a point where he felt like he could. I don't think he's 100% healthy, but he's pretty close. And his thing and the 49ers' argument has been the only way to really damage it or aggravate it is for him to get sort of tackled where that toe is pinned against the turf, which has happened twice this year, once against the Seahawks and once against the Jaguars.
Matt, always a pleasure. And you know what's kind of funny when you talk about social media and the people that call this station? They're fans, right? And I'm reading a lot of stuff, even seeing it on TV, neither here nor there. But when you watched Mac Jones perform at the quarterback position and Brock Purdy on his best day, how would you compare and contrast the two?
I mean, there's definite similarities, and I know that's what people are highlighting. The contrast is what I just described. Like, Brock Purdy can run. He can escape. He can pick up first downs with his feet. He can score touchdowns, scored a number of them last year. And that's the one element that Mac Jones doesn't really have. It's pretty clear what it is. It doesn't always manifest itself in games, but when it does, it's a big thing. I'm just in my mind right now remembering a couple of plays where, you know, Brock Purdy is like Houdini, and he's about to get sacked, and he scrambles out, and he ends up having a big play. And in the NFL these days, that's often the difference. I mean, that's the difference between a good quarterback and a very good quarterback. It's taking those broken plays and making something big happen with them. That's Patrick Mahomes, that's Josh Allen, that's Lamar Jackson, et cetera, et cetera. So if you have any element of that, I think that puts you above the average quarterback.
Matt Barrow is joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can read him in The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. Kind enough to join us today. What's happened at the quarterback situation? Do you view it as anything unusual? Because the one way to look at it is, you know, Brock played week four. He got hurt. They gave him 6 weeks off. He's ready to go. Is there any risk involved in this move as far as you're concerned? You know, just knowing how fans are about quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, I think the risk is that he has had, what is it now? I'm not great at math. What's 11 minus 4? Seven. He's had seven weeks off. And that maybe expecting him to come in and, you know, have a 125 passer rating might be a little bit of a stretch. I will say that the Cardinals are as beat up of an opponent as the 49ers have had this year, including on their defense. So, I mean, I do expect Purdy and the 49ers to be able to move the ball. If they didn't, though, if there were struggles in this game and they came against a vulnerable Cardinals team, then, you know, let's just say that the why are we benching Mac Jones crowd, which is at maybe a dull roar right now, would be that much louder. So I think that's the, you know, the quote-unquote risk. You know, for me, though, I feel like the 49ers are squarely looking toward, you know, 2026, 2027. All their moves suggest that. So, you know, this would be a blip when it comes to their main focus.
Matt, I've been overly critical of the offensive line. And I know last Sunday's game against the Rams didn't go the way Niner fans wanted it to. But, Matt, I was super shocked that, you know, they kept the Rams front at bay. They were not on Mac Jones like I thought they were going to be. And with Brock coming back, do you think they figured something out? Was this just stylistically a good matchup? Or do you expect the O-line to kind of duplicate that moving forward?
Yeah, it was impressive, especially after some not so impressive games against the Texans and the Giants. I think that a lot of it has to do with the guard play. I think that Dominic Pooney has been injured, beat up. I think we've all been able to see that in his body language early in the season. In the last two games, I feel like, you know, he looked like his rookie. I think he's healthy again. I think that they've got, you know, better options now at left guard with Ben Bartsch. He might end up playing the whole game. He was rotating with Spencer Burford in this most recent one. So I think that explains some of it, explains their running and the way that Brian Robinson Jr. was able to run. I mean, he's a classic between-the-tackle style runner. So if you've got good guard play going on there, he's going to start to eat. And I think we're seeing that. And I think the game plan was just, you know, the 49ers absolutely knew that the Rams could wreck their day. And, you know, Mac Jones was intent on getting the ball out quickly. And he's been great at that. I don't want to take anything away from Mac Jones. I think he's been just a revelation for the 49ers this year. He's somebody, you know, if this is a weak quarterback class, like a lot of people think it's going to be, I just wonder whether other teams, quarterback needy teams, are going to be dialing John Lynch's phone number in February seeing if Mac Jones is available.
Matt Barrow's joining us on 95.7 The Game. He writes for The Athletic. Yeah, that's, to me, I find that aspect of it interesting, Matt, because Mac Jones is under contract next year, if I'm correct. And I almost feel like if you're really, truly worried about some durability issues with Purdy, you got to keep Mac Jones, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, that's going to be the argument.
Right.
You know, you trade them and you get, what, maybe a second-round draft pick at best. You keep him and you've got a tried and true starter, you know, a guy that you could expect to win games and win playoff games with. The 49ers, this is how I think it would go. I mean, it obviously depends on what the offers are, but, you know, they've sort of, created a good reputation, good track record for bringing in Obagon quarterbacks and rehabilitating them, lack of a better term. You would think that, you know, some agent with a quarterback who hasn't done as well as he should have would say, okay, you need to join the 49ers this year. You know, play a couple games, play in the preseason, do backup duty, and maybe it becomes like Sam Darnold or Mac Jones. And to a degree, Josh Dobbs, guys that have come in here and probably benefited or certainly benefited from having been in this system for a year.
Matt, I need you to help me out. And the subject matter is Ricky Pearsall. And I'll never forget when he was drafted. Our afternoon show, Willard and Dibbs, had on his college coach, Herm Edwards. And he just made a statement, you know, you need to save the player from himself sometimes. And last year, we all know he's an angel because he survived, you know, getting shot. He played 11 games. And I think I need to check myself, or you help me check myself, because he's been out with this PCL issue. But I hear Niner fans talk, and I'm wondering, you know, should they be a little worried about him being injury prone, or was this just, no, he had a, you know, something to deal with and he's getting over it?
I mean, I think it's a legit concern because, in the spring it was a hamstring. Last year he had, this is even before the incident in San Francisco, he had a shoulder and a hamstring. Once he did come back, though, he was healthy the rest of the season. But, you know, he's missed a big chunk of his young career so far. So until he proves otherwise, yeah, I think it is a concern. I was just talking about Dominic Pooney and how long it took him to sort of get right. He had a PCL back in August that seemed to linger a long time. Mac Jones is still on the practice participation report every week with a knee injury. That's a PCL that happened in training camp. So that injury is no joke. It lingers, and I think those two guys were able to play through their issues because, you know, frankly, they don't have to be at top speeds all the time, whereas Ricky Pearsall does. So I think that's the difference. The PCL is sort of the injury of the year for the 49ers. that and hamstring, and probably 10 others, but
right.
This is one of them. I think probably for a wide receiver, it's a little bit more difficult.
Matt, I don't know if you'll have an answer to this question, so maybe this just could be the start of a little back and forth. But to me, what I find interesting is they are 6-4, and they're right there, and they've got games against Carolina and the Bears coming up, who they're directly competing with. And I guess what I'm asking is, does Kyle have the patience to work through a couple weeks of a rusty Brock Purdy if they don't win the next couple games?
I think the answer is yes. I mean, it's going to depend on, what is this level of rust? Are they able to win with the rust? Is it just, clear that there's an issue? And if there is an issue with Brock Purdy, I would have to imagine that it's related to the injury.
Right.
Because he's a very consistent player. I know that you're thinking about a scenario where Mac Jones comes back in, and I think really the only scenario is if the toe is aggravated or there's another such injury.
Gotcha.
But I agree with you. I mean, we're all forgetting very easily that this team is 6-4. The vibe in recent weeks, even after the win over the Giants. Because I think that was quickly followed by them really not doing anything at the trade deadline. The vibe has been for 3 weeks just sort of doom and gloom. Like this team's terrible, but
right.
They're 6-4,
yeah.
And then they do host the Chicago Bears, the team that they're really competing with for a playoff spot, and they haven't had their bye yet either. That is going to be like an oasis for them. It's a very, very welcome sight at the end of this month. So can they use that to kind of springboard themselves into December and get on a roll like they did back in 2021? That'll be the question at that point. We'll see, but it's all there in front of them.
Man, I got to be honest with you. I've come in here on some Mondays after Niner games, and I said Robert Saleh deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. And, I'm telling Steiny, look at D. Winters and Tatum Bethune. And whoa. And I'm not blaming anybody, but the reality hit me just like cold water during that Ram game. Were you disappointed in the defense, or was that just one of those, okay, now these injuries are really coming home to get us? Like, what expectations do you have for this defense moving forward?
I was disappointed because I thought that they would make a bigger move at the trade deadline. Mm. And I thought that the performance against the Rams was exactly what you would expect for a team that didn't make any sort of big move there. Basically, a what did you expect type of reaction. So that's what... I mean, I think the answer to your question is yes. I mean, the injuries absolutely seem to catch up with them, and not just on the D line. I thought that Bethune and Winters, who were battling injuries, you could see it on some plays. Slow to get up. I didn't think that Malik Mustafa had a very good game. It just seemed like a team that had been worn down. And I know that they rallied at different points, but I never really felt like the Rams were in trouble in this one. So that's the question going into the Cardinals. The defense in particular has had this yin and yang where they look great, full of pep, against the Falcons and then against the Giants. But it's the every other week thing that's going on right now. And the question is whether they can kind of summon that energy that they had in New York, that they had against the Falcons in Arizona. And then if the answer is yes, can they keep that going two straight weeks, which they haven't been able to do this year.
Hey, Matt, thank you so much as always.
Appreciate it.
Really generous with your time, and enjoy the game Sunday. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.